Today is Friday the 7th of March in the season of Lent. The monks of the Abbey of Cur Musa sing Psalm 146. It is good to sing in honour of our God. Sweet is his praise. The Lord, restorer of Jerusalem. He brought back Israel's exiles, healing their broken hearts and binding up their wounds.
Alleluia, ine por fende doctor, ine por chante sa louange. Le Seigneur a bâti Jérusalem, il rassemble les détentés d'Israël, il guérit les cœurs brisés et soigne les blessés. Il compte la nombre des étoiles, il donne à chaque élan. Il est grand, il est fort.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush, and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am."
This passage puts it in no uncertain terms that faith, spirituality, religion, is not just something private between me and God, but about my relationships with other people and how I treat them. To some people this comes as an accusation, to others a relief, to some an annoyance or a burden. How does it make me feel? What are the bonds of injustice I am asked to loose, the thongs of the yoke I am called to undo? What injustice and oppression do I see around me? Listen again and notice if there is some particular word or phrase that strikes you, that sticks in your mind when you hear this passage again.
Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush, and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." Thank you.
What one thing could I do today or this week or during Lent to respond to these words from God? Can I resolve to do this one thing and offer this to God right now? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.